The Lost Disc Radio Show, 7.415 Megachesties, WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA.
Lost Disc, they play just that, and I love their taste in music.
Good morning, Miss Brown. The misery in the backache, baby, and my feet's hurting when I walk. Now you know I got the misery in the backache, baby, and my feet's hurting me when I walk. And you know too much conversation hurt my tongue to talk. I laid down last night, try to take my mattress. Oh, baby, you know, I lay down last night. I try to take my mattress. And you know my heart stopped on one end, just like the wild geese in the wind.
Kidding me, man. Tonight, kicking off the Lost Discs radio show, the incredible sounds of Taj Mahal. Yeah, man, off the Natural Blues album out of 1968. Yeah, that'll do it for you tonight, man. It'll show you where you're at. See, now you know where you're at, right? Now you understand where we're coming from and where you're going with us tonight. It is February 24th, ladies and gentlemen, of 2006, and you're on board with us tonight on the shortwave radio, you know, 7415, and alternatively, on 5110 kilohertz of your shortwave dial, we are there for your underground shortwave alternative entertainment. So the corporate crap stations who won't do it for you, well, we're going to do it for you. This is Jimmy Knight sitting in, and Dr. Doc Brown out of town this week. That's okay. We knew about this one ahead of time. He gave us a little notice on this. We're going to be getting Joe Stacks on the phone from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania tonight to help us make some kind of sanity out of the 60s psych action that we're going to be digging tonight. And in the meantime, over to my right is your very own, WBCQ's very own Radio Phil.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
All right. Radio Phil is going to be hanging out with us tonight in Doc Brown's absence. And, who could ask for anything more, you know? Folks, if you want to get in on the action with us, of course, we always encourage you to email it. The email will be open tonight. Go ahead. Give it to him, Phil.
Lost. lost@wbcq.us.
If only we could hear you, Phil.
lost@wbcq.us. Let's go, people.
People, let's go. You gotta wake them up somehow.
Immediately.
Well, all right. In the meantime, we have to take care of some business before we can get Joe Stacks on the line, and that is we're gonna count down the latest poll results from our website. Yes, folks, we do have a website for this program, and on the front page there at the website, you can always vote on your favorite of like three different record labels. You know, these record labels out of the 50s and 60s, man, they were more creative and inventive than, well, then I don't know, than the record labels now. You know, you got cool fonts and designs and colors and whatnot, and I don't know what all.
Red and white stripes.
Yeah, and so the current poll that I just put up today is really fantastic. If you go check that out, you got mushroom clouds on the record labels. And
whatever.
Candy striper stripes. And
there you go.
Women in knickers and twists and things. So you should check it out. You go to our website. Go ahead. Give them the website address there, Phil.
LostDiscsRadioShow.tripod.com.
That's right.
There you go.
Lost. You just spell the word discs with a C. And for some reason, you don't put the W's in front of this address. We still don't know.
You don't at all. You don't have to.
No, it's a tripod problem.
Not necessarily. It's not a problem.
Well, it's an error of sorts. No. LostDiscsRadioShow.tripod.com. And now, Phil, you've got the results.
I do.
For the poll. Lay it on us there. What's going on?
Well, we only had 37 voters.
Yeah.
People, you're lazy. I don't
people.
Come on. Dude, we got tons of listeners, no voters. Get on the ball. Number three.
No emailers.
Are we ready? Yeah, no email either. Come on.
Number three.
La Louisiane with only 6 votes.
Yeah.
Kind of lame. 16% of the vote.
You know, we have a lot of problems with this first record. Tonight, it's by a group called the Shondells, having nothing to do with Tommy James and the Shondells. This is literally an X-rated record. Okay? Like, when it came out, this is probably like 1963 or so. And this is, no kidding, this is an after, it says right on it, for after hours only. Right? This is like a X-rated thing. So here we go.
Like down in New Orleans.
Right, exactly. Because all of the labels on the poll that we're counting down tonight have something that ties in with Mardi Gras and New Orleans and the whole thing of it there. So I apologize in advance for this, folks, but if you're easily offended... Jeez, if you're easily offended, do not listen to this, okay? But no, actually, if you're easily offended, listen to this. And then let us know how goddamn offended you were by this.
Countdown survey.
Here comes tonight in the show, folks.
Lost Discs Radio.
Please, big number.
10987654.
Yeah, the La Louisiane label coming in number 3 on the poll at our website. With the Shondells, part 1 of a 2-parter. Good luck, folks.
Here you go.
Try digging.
And bad mouth, boy, again.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, I used to be a coonass.
Is that right?
And one day I went down to the big city and had myself a very large operation.
Uh-huh.
Now I was just a coon.
You mean now you're just an ass?
Has a Billy Goat in San Antonio that pulls a great big cart. When he sees a nanny goat, he lets out a great big. Maybe you think I'm crazy, maybe you think I'm not. If you go down to San Antonio, you'll see the same as I. There are two boys in San Antonio, they think they're mighty rich. One is the son of a millionaire, and the other's a son of a. Maybe you think I'm crazy, maybe you think I'm not. If you go down to San Antonio, you'll see the same as I. Hey, boy.
Hey, yes, boss.
You know the difference between a mailbox and a mule's behind, boy?
A mailbox and a mule's who?
Oh, a mailbox and a mule's butt, son.
No, sir.
Hey, you'd be a hell of a mailman, boy. There is a girl I used to date. She'd always ask for more. Used to give her 15 cents, now she's a 2-bit. Maybe you think I'm crazy, maybe you think I'm not. If you go down to San Antonio, you'll see the same as I.
We don't, brother.
That is a kid in San Antonio, he'd always call me dear. One day he tried to kiss me,
I found out he was. Maybe you think I'm crazy, maybe you think I'm not. If you go down to San Antonio, you'll see the same as I. Come here, son.
All right.
You know the difference between a toilet and a sofa boy.
Toilet and a who?
Oh, sofa bien, come on, garçon.
Yeah, sir.
You ain't never gonna use the bathroom in my house, boy. There are two girls in San Antonio that live off of their looks. One of them likes to gamble, the other one likes to. Maybe you think I'm crazy, maybe you think I'm not. If you go down to San Antonio, you'll see the same as I. There is a man in San Antonio, he sure had a lot of guts. Once he went out on his wife and she cut off his. Maybe you think I'm crazy, maybe you think I'm not. If you go down to San Antonio, you'll see the same as I. Hey, boy, you know why this record is like a fine, fine, good-looking woman?
No, sir, I'm not sure, I don't.
On one side, man, you just roll home. He said, no, man, don't cut me off now, man. Oh, man, please, I was just getting started, man. No,
I don't even know, okay.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
That was spectacular.
All right, well, I tried to warn you people. So I hopefully someone is really offended right now so we can get on with hearing from somebody tonight. Folks, it is February 24th of 06, and you're digging the show tonight. And that was the third place winner on the poll at our website, Sean Dells. Now, that's like I said, that's part one. And as they were fading out there, you know, that the guys were like, I'm just getting started, you know, don't take me down now. You know, it's sort of like a really X-rated Amos and Andy thing there. And on the flip side is part two. And so in the after-hours show tonight, if anyone is anyone hanging around there listening on the internet feed, we're going to keep it going for a little bit tonight, and we'll flip it over and play side two. So y'all have something to look forward to. If you're not offended yet, just keep listening, you damn bastard. What?
Wow.
Well, now here comes our first email.
Hey,
Zanelli checking in. He's now look, Phil, you're really in on this now.
Oh, come on.
He's addressed it to you, Jim E. and Phil. That's
nice.
Now his last name is Phil. It's Radio Phil is the guy's name. So please address it to Mister.
That's fine.
Huge signal. He's getting a huge signal. This guy. Who is this? Oh, this is Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota.
Sweet.
He's digging it on 7415 kilohertz. Yeah, and he's given 73s to everybody all the way around. And that is fantastic. And thank you very much. 73s back at you. Well, all right. Now, speaking of this kind of action and this Radio Phil, give us the next second place now winner. And their
second place.
Give us all the stats.
On the poll with 27% of the Electoral College.
Yeah.
Mardi Gras.
Hold it now. Wait, what? I got to cue up the record live here.
I'm talking. That just gives you the time to do
hang
this.
Hang on.
I'll slowly
say I could easily
it.
Do this off mic.
What do you? Okay.
But I'm not going to do it off mic. Just because
10 votes.
Crap people.
Out of 37. Oh, are you all set?
Hang on.
Just proof, folks, that this is on vinyl. The real stuff. No messing around.
Okay.
No MP3 files here.
It's damn straight, man.
Exactly.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Keeping it real.
Oh, keeping it real. That's right. See? Lost Discs Radio, keeping it real. So once again, said. It's coming in number two, the Mardi Gras label. What's the stats on this? What's the percentage?
Only 27%, but enough to get it second place with 10 votes out of 37.
Lost Discs Radio.
Let's do it.
Please, big number.
10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3.
Here comes tonight, man. It's Al somebody.
Sharpton.
Al Castellanos on the Mardi Gras label with a cha-cha-cha at the harem. Woo! Take it!
Es de cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha oriental. Yo lo bailaré, atenelaré. Es de cha-cha-cha, si mi cha-cha-cha. Se lo haré bailar al mismo sultán. Bien morita, tú vas a ser la diosa. Eres bonita, elegante y cariñosa. Y bailando con este cha-cha-cha, no habrá quien te pueda aguantar. Empieza. empieza ya, no me hagas esperar. No pienses más, báilalo ya.
Yeah, man, the oh, jeez. Hey, it's not over. Hey, the song's not over, so don't talk until it's, man. See, if we were really, if we were professionals, this would never fly on the satellite radio. You know, that's why they don't dig us there.
You got to get serious.
Oh, God. What? Ladies and gentlemen, Radio Phil is going to be filling in for Dr. Doug Brown tonight.
Hi, folks.
And he'll be filling in anytime I'm not saying something.
Basically.
With something that he's saying. All right, so stay tuned for the excitement. Oh, see, and then now there's silence. You see the irony there?
See,
he didn't say anything that time.
Try and bring it all around.
And that's the irony because he's right, playing on. A Simon and Garfunkel records.
Phone or something?
Okay. This is exciting. All right, I'm going to crank this all the way up. So be careful over there. We're in the middle of counting down the poll at our website. We just heard in on the email from Chris Augustus down in East Tennessee somewheres.
Nice.
Although he sends us a picture of. The winter of 1980? No, he sends us a picture of him in a snow lift ski thing somewhere. I don't have time to read it all right now, Chris.
Wow.
I'll have to get back to you later on that. So, folks, you can email it as we're chiming down here. It's lost@wbcq.us.
Spell that out for him.
All right, lost@wbcq.us. And to help us, again, make the sanity out of all this, it's Joe Stacks on the phone from Pittsburgh. Say howdy, Joe.
Hey, howdy, everybody.
It's
great to be back.
All right, it worked. We got him on the phone, and we got people on the microphones, and now I'm going to cue up the next record because this is the top number one place winner from the record label poll at our website. We just changed it today, and again, Phil, how many were the total votes on that?
On this one, 56% with 21 votes.
What was the total amount of votes for the whole poll, buddy?
All right,
I'm cueing this up.
Do
and
I have to
you're
say
supposed
the total
to fill
every
in.
Every single time.
You have to fill
37
in.
37 votes.
Hey.
So like I said last time and the time before. 21 for this one.
All right.
Can I say what it is?
Wait.
All right.
All right.
Does it take that long to queue up a record?
Well, you know, I'm under duress here. All right, go.
Not that much, though.
All right.
All right, it's Holiday Inn is the record label.
The Holiday Inn label?
Holiday Inn. Can you believe it?
Incredible sounds now of Greg Todd and the Jacks off the Holiday Inn Records label. Yes, it's true. They had their own label out of the 60s, man. And we're spinning it exclusively tonight on the Lost Discs Radio Show.
I'll just drift forever in your sea of love.
Well, seeing as this is a relatively uninteresting record, Joe Stacks, do you have anything you want to say here about Greg Todd and the Jax?
Only that I was waiting for him to start plugging the room rates. You know, you just, it started off well enough, but then, you know, it starts to deteriorate, and you go, you were waiting for him to go, hey, and kids stay free at the Holiday Inn.
Yeah, right. Well, wait, maybe he does at the end here. You know, instead of leaving little mints on your pillow, you know, they would leave like a 45 RPM apparently at some point there. No kidding, man. All right. I'll let it play to the end.
The countdown will begin this Saturday morning at 9 and again Sunday morning at 9 right here on Maine's most listened to radio station, I'm not going to say all that shit.
WBCQ.
Lost Discs Radio.
Derek, darling.
Yeah.
Your American music is so decadent.
Yeah.
But it's so exciting.
Well, that's where it's at, honey.
In a graveyard brain, it's huge tombstone bullets where it falls and chain. I smoke a TNT, I'm chewing dynamite. I hope some yo-yo starts to fight.
Cause I'm ready, ready as a man can be. Well, I'm ready for you, and I hope you're ready for me.
Well, all you pretty little chips with your long straight hair, I know you think that I ain't nowhere. Stop what you're doing, baby, come over here. I'll prove to you, baby, that I ain't no square.
Cause I'm ready, ready as a man can be. Well, I'm ready for you, and I hope you're ready for me.
I rattle up for now, baby.
Out of sight sounds now of the Little Boy Blues out of 1966. I'm ready. All right. You know, they're ready. What about that one there? You got Joe Stacks here on the phone?
Ew.
Hey, Joe,
on
man.
On the phone with Joe Stacks.
Joe, man.
I don't know what I'm talking about over here.
No, what's up with this?
That was a happening song. What was the name of that single again?
I'm Ready.
Beautiful. Beautiful sound. Those guys, Midwesterners, weren't they?
Out of Chicago, maybe?
Chicago, I believe, is the answer. Now, that wasn't a big label, 45, was it? That wasn't anything on the Fontana label, was it?
No, it might have been like the Ronco label.
The Ronco? No.
No.
Then they were paid with Pocket Fishermen.
That's a different. The Little Boy Blues were on the Ronco label, but that's before Ronco was, you know.
That's a relief. You can imagine the band signing and getting an advance with, you know, the sealer meal things and
Well, they did
Ronco
make a
Peel coming out and going, boys, it's great to meet you.
Well, they did make a record Vacuum, didn't they, Ronco Company?
That's right, they did.
So
the amazing record Vacuum.
Yeah, I bought one of those when I was a young snapper. And I did more damage to more records with that record vacuum. That
I think you were meant to.
Irreparable.
Then you could buy more Ronco collections.
Yeah, no, I don't have the that's one I do not have the original record of, but we were spinning it off of some illegal bootleg, to be sure. So if we make it through this hour, then it's only because they haven't tracked us down yet. Okay, so now this is exciting. See, come to find out, I have a record here, and I have the actual vinyl. Yeah, I'd say nine out of 10 things we play here are off the original vinyl, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what's exciting about it. I mean, where's the sport if you just bought all the compilations that they're reissuing, you know? I've got the actual vinyl copy. I got it in my hand right here. I'm getting it now. Of a group called The Soup Greens.
Ooh, okay? The Soup Greens.
Yeah, The Soup Greens were on the Golden Rule record label out of New York. And apparently this record is something of legend in garage band channels, right? What's going on here, Joe?
Garage band garages.
Joe, you're on the line.
Yeah, it's just the Soup Greens, as you say, New Yorkers. I think they were actually from upstate, like the Rochester area. And they only cut that 145, the legendary.
Someone should call him up and tell him I have that 145.
He's like, you have the one copy.
I could make a cassette tape of it for them.
As you said, on the Golden Rule label, of course, the A side on that was they did a Bob Dylan cover. Are we going to spin that for us tonight?
No, I'm gonna spin the. Well, see, way back in one of our first shows, we actually played the Dylan side. They do a cover of "Like a Rolling Stone." And people, again, maybe we'll play that in the after hours for people that want to stick around. But so tonight what we're going to do is we're going to flip it over and play what I always thought was the B-side. Come to find out, it is the A-side. The Dylan song was supposed to be the B-side. The A-side is a thing called That's Too Bad.
I said I love you and you thought I was true. But now that I left, there are laughing at you.
Oh, that's too bad.
That's too bad, cause I've done it before. That's too bad.
Still of the night, but I knew I had won you when you sighed on me
tight. Oh, that's too bad.
That's too bad, cause I've done it before. That's too bad, you're too one girl more. That's too bad, that's too bad.
Another who's as blind as you. So girls, listen to me, I'm just out to get you.
That's too bad.
That's too bad, cause I've done it before. That's too bad, you're just one girl more. That's too bad, that's too bad. Girls, listen to me, I'm just out to get you.
That's too bad.
That's too bad, cause I've done it before.
That's too bad.
That's too bad, you're just one girl more.
That's too bad.
That's too bad, that's too bad. That's too bad, cause I've done it before. That's too bad, you're just one girl more.
That's too bad,
that's too bad.
Music. 1966.
Lost Discs Radio, Lost Discs Radio, Lost Discs Radio.
You're out of your mind.
You think so? Well, then dig this.
Thank you.
somebody else.
Lost Discs Radio WBC Q Monticello Mania United States of America Planet Earth 7.415 Mega Chesties Spinning the Obscure Oldies.
You're wasting your time. There's no regular radio reception in these mountains.
Look at your playlist. Female solos, black vocal groups, a little touch of rock. And some of you have jazz, love songs, or oldie shows. Oldie shows, too. Oldie shows, too. Oldie shows.
Lost Discs Radio.
Come on in and join the fun.
Oldie shows, too.
Hello, I'm a crestfallen British pop star. If I had a radio, I'd be listening to the Lost Discs Radio Show. At the moment, I'm listening to a vocational guidance counselor telling me I have a brilliant future in accounting.
right, let's hear from Little Stevie Wonder. Let's hear it for him, kids. That's Little Steve. Joe Stacks, are you on the phone?
I'm still hanging on.
Now, come on. So that was not Little Stevie Wonder, but it's not far off in a certain way, because that was a guy cutting his chops before he became famous.
You know that, brother.
You want to lay it on us, man?
That is the amazing sound, the one solo record ever put out, pretty much, I think, in his entire career, by the amazing Jimmy Page.
Jimmy Page, making the rounds tonight, man. So what? When is that date from? Like, what? Give me a year on that.
That is, if I recall correctly, and I'm just going to keep talking here for a second while I go over to the record rack and pull out the Jimmy Page album. That is his, I think it was on the Fontana label.
Yeah.
From about 65. That was his reward for being a heavy-duty session player.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't turn around in the UK between like 64 and probably 67, maybe 68, just before you joined the Yardbirds.
Yeah.
Without hearing Jimmy Page playing on something.
Hey,
here you go, man.
I thought he joined the Yardbirds like in 66 or something.
66, okay. Well, I'm a little off on that then. But this, it was on the Fontana label, and it was originally released in 1965. And it's amazing because apparently it went nowhere.
Yeah.
And it's such a great tune.
Yeah, yeah. She just satisfies.
How history might have been different if that had been a hit for Jimmy Page.
Yeah.
As a solo artist, and not a bad singer either, what he's asked to do.
He's no Robert Plant. Let's face facts there. He's no Radio Phil, who's sitting over there tonight with the microphone up to his mouth, ready to say something in case I drop the ball, ladies and gentlemen. He'll pick it up and run with it. Ready? Let's let some silence seep into the studio and see what happens.
I'm right there waiting for you.
See? There he is. Maybe you don't understand him. Maybe you can't hear him, but he's talking.
I am.
In the silence.
Always.
That's what he's here for. Ladies and gentlemen, in Dr. Doc Brown's
chair.
Absence. Okay, now before that, ladies and gentlemen, we were hearing from the one and only Lulu. You remember that red-haired chick, Lulu?
Who?
That snotty kid in London who said, you know, to Sidney Poitier, she said to Sidney Poitier, like, and she had like some terrible Lilliputian accent, and she'd be like, yeah, I'm not taking a goddamn thing with it. And he was like, you're going to call me Mr. Tibbs. And then, you know what I mean? That was Lulu. And I got confused because with Joe, you sent me this track and you said, you got to dig this track by Lulu from the To Sir With Love album. And I'm thinking, oh yeah, I have that album because I have the soundtrack to the movie. And then I put this on and I say, wait, this song is not on the soundtrack to the movie. What are you talking about? So Joe, lay it on what you were explaining to me there about that. I got all messed up.
Well, I'll try to keep this quick. The song To Sir With Love was a huge number one hit for Lulu in 67 when the movie came out. And I forget the label that had the soundtrack rights. But basically, to cash in on that success, her American label, Epic Records, said, we're going to put out an album, and we're also going to call it To Sir With Love, and we're going to lead with that song. I checked while you were playing that, and it's actually the title is actually Lulu Sings To Sir With Love.
Yeah,
the big old picture of Lulu right there on the cover, smiling out at you. And this is not a bad album. It's got her version of Day Tripper on it, which is actually one of the better tracks on the album.
Yeah, be careful.
To Love Somebody by a Bee Gees song.
All right. Well, now she was married to one of the Bee Gees for a while.
Brother Maurice, I believe.
Yeah.
Right at the tail end of the 60s. And it also has her one other song that was a big hit for her in Britain called The Boat That I Row, which I just discovered was written by Neil Diamond. Yeah. Not that makes any real difference to me, but, it was a surprise.
All right. Well, all right. That's all. That's everything we need to know about Lulu right there. You know what I mean? Like, I really dig that song that you laid on us there. What's it called? Love Loves to Love Love?
You got it, man.
Right? That's groovy tune. And there's one or two other ones on the soundtrack that are groovy, but that's it. Like, you don't need to know any more about Lulu than To Sir With Love. Okay? In fact, that may be even pushing it right there. Before that, something I would like to hear a little bit more of someday is the Graham Bond Organization. We was digging their version of Big Boss Man. And did I hear right that one of who was that playing bass in that?
Who took that bass solo, man? Yeah, I think we should spend the rest of the show yelling out encouragement like that. Come on, you know, Jim Knight, Jimmy Knight.
Go and Joe Stacks on the telephone. Do it, Joe.
All right. Yeah. Believe it or not, the Graham Bond Organization.
Yeah.
That was from an album that was released actually in the 80s. It was a live album recorded at the popular Klook's Clique Club in London, circa 1965, I think.
Oh, 65, okay.
Big Boss Man. The band consisted of Jack Bruce on that six-string bass guitar.
Yeah, see, Jack Bruce, they're yelling at the end. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, and you'll never guess who was on the drums.
Ginger Baker.
You know it, man. And do you know who played sax?
Eric Clapton.
Yeah. The little known fact that Clapton was actually a sax man for a while.
Bill Clinton. No, wait.
Who ended up in the Blues Breakers for a couple of years.
Wait, stop.
Before forming the Prague band Coliseum.
Now, would you hold it a minute? You're all over the map. You're telling me Eric... I was just kidding. Eric Clapton was playing saxophone with the Graham Bond Organization?
No, come on, man. Pulling your leg.
But
this is, that's how Clapton met Baker and Bruce. I mean, he was a fan of Graham Bond. They were a fan of the Yardbirds and the Blues Breakers. And, you know, it just happened that when Baker and Bruce, always a volatile combination.
Yeah.
You know, they individually left the Graham Bond group and were out looking to do their own thing, drifted through a few other bands, and then they all ended up in Cream together.
Once again, folks, we are digging it on February 24th of 2006. If you want to get in on the so-called email action, you can still do it. It's lost@wbcq.us. We're hearing in from Cosmic Debris down in Maryland way, and we'll see him at the Winterfest next week. That's where we'll be broadcasting live from Culpsville, Pennsylvania, and the hotel there. Lord knows what's going to happen there. And so we'll see you. We'll see you down there. And we got to move it on here just a little bit, folks, because coming up now, some Canadian action. Even though we just heard in from some Canadians. Let's check real quick. Ken and Marlene just checked in right here. Ken Grant from Toronto checking in right now. He's got reception on 7415 and 5110. Very extremely poor reception as it has been all winter. Well, you know, you're wasting your time there. That's okay, Ken. He must be digging on the internet feed. But so we forget sometimes we're on the air in Canada. We're syndicated on CKDU, Halifax, Nova Scotia, and Kick FM in which I don't recall the frequency in Winnipeg, Manitoba. So we're going to kick it now with a little Canadian action from a group called The Fringe.
Please do not adjust your sets. What you are about to hear is not the work of a CBC technician gone mad. It's the sound of a Sasquatch.
I see your face before me everywhere. Eyes of fire, sunlight in your hair. A vision sent to haunt me in my mind. Beauty is the luxury of the free.
more often on Lost Discs Radio.
Hey, so you're really digging your music today, eh?
You might say that.
Sitting in my chair and thinking, thinking of the crowd I'm in with, thinking of the music I made, and all the things I don't want to do. Well, I'll take everything I want, the girls are fighting for me, but every time that I change, the aim is supposed to pull up. Well, this is my life of sadness. This is the life I live. This is my life of gladness. This is the life I live.
Up-tempo goddamn numbers, man. It's impossible to make those transitions.
Lost Discs Radio.
Hey, we're the monkeys. People say we monkey around.
Stone.
incredible sound of the Flies taking us out tonight on Lost Discs Radio Show. I don't know if you can dig that kind of action here, but you've been trying to dig it if you've been digging it at all with us tonight on February 24th of 06. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Stacks on the line out of Pittsburgh will give it to you straight. We heard from the Flies, and before that we heard from the Q65. And we kicked off that set with The Fringe, another Canadian garage band. And Joe, I'd like you to say something about that group for our Canadian listeners.
All right. For all of our fans and friends up north, that was The Fringe, a Toronto-based group who managed to put out two singles in 1968. The song that we heard was called Token for My Mind, originally released on the Quality Records label. That was the flip side of a song called Flower Generation, which was actually charted in fairly low back there in 68. They managed to put out another track called Plastic People, and then they just kind of faded away.
Plastic People. Like Zappa had a song about plastic people. You know, I'll tell you what, folks. If you're listening to this show up in Canada way, you can be in touch with us, man, on the email at least. It's lost@wbcq.us. Well, apparently we're on Tuesday mornings at 5 a.m. on CKDU, the incredible FM frequency modulated sounds of Halifax, Nova Scotia.
And you do a special one for them. You get up at like 3 in the morning to do that show.
Yeah, I'm telling you what, man. We have not heard from anyone from Halifax yet. And Winnipeg, Manitoba, they've got us on Kick FM. We've not heard from anyone there. So if you people out there, and this is all true, and no one's just jiving us, drop us that email, you know, or drop it in the P.O. Box to the Lost Discs Radio Show, P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473, USA. We got to go, Joe.
Right.
All right, and good night to Radio Phil. Thanks for filling in, Phil.
No problem. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, we'll catch you next week at the,
on the floor.
Live at the Winterfest from Coltsville, PA, ladies and gentlemen. The party's just getting started. Sweet. Lost Discs Radio.
Oh, yeah.